You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta... Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
We thank you. Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. Reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and do.
Praise the Lord. Mighty men and women of God, we thank God for you on today. We thank God for your life, your health, your strength, the active use of your limbs. We're just thankful. Oh, glory to God. And I just want to say that thank you makes room for more. I want to thank God also for Deacon Butterfield. Praise God. He's always a blessing. Amen. And I want you to, those that need any lawn service, tree cutting service, he's been in business for a long time, probably 40, 50 years. Praise God. He's a man of God. Ever since I've known him, he hasn't lost a bit of zeal. You know how sometimes folks can lose some zeal, but he has not lost a bit of zeal. Praise the Lord. And his telephone number is 321-266-9507. Let me give you that one more time. 321-266-9507. Oh, praise the Lord. And so give him a call. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's see. Well, welcome to Kingdom Sounds. This is a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise. Victory International Praise is located at 250 North Babcock in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. Praise the Lord. Now, if you have your Bibles, praise God, you can go to Philippians chapter 4. I want to give a special shout out to my beautiful wife of 33 plus years. Amen. I thank God for she's a woman of God. Amen. Praise God. She's a praying woman. Oh, glory to God. And so I thank God for and my sons and also the people of Victory International Praise. Special shout out to you on this morning. Hope you have a blessed Christmas. All right. Well, you know what? Me and Brother Danny, we usually start the day off with prayer. I forgot to pray, so I'm going to take a moment and pray and believe God, that the word of God shall flow up out of my belly like running rivers of water. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you. We bless your name. May the God of my Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, glory. May give unto me a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of my understanding, that my spiritual comprehension would be enlightened in Jesus' name, that I would know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For this reason, I bow my head before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth gets its name, that you will grant us, according to your riches and your glory, to be strengthened with power through your Spirit in the inner man, and that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the height, the depth, and to know the love of Christ, that we may be filled up with all the fullness of God. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power of God that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Praise God and amen in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to give a special shout out also. Praise God, my pastoral covering, my pastor, Apostle Billy Thompson, amen, had a birthday. And I just was on the Facebook this morning and I saw his picture and I realized that he had a birthday. And I was like, oh man, didn't know it. Praise the Lord. But anyways, we thank God for allowing him and giving him the grace to see another year. And so special shout out to Apostle Billy Thompson of Jesus People Ministry, located in Deerfield, Florida. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, praise God. I think it's time to get started up in here. I'm going to be coming from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. The Bible says, and I'm going to be coming from the NIV version. Finally, brothers and sisters, glory to God. I like the fact that the NIV says brothers and sisters, because God is talking to everybody here. As a matter of fact, you know what? I want to run to Philippians 1. We go to Philippians 1. Bear with me there. I apologize. Apologize, and women of God, I guess I should have had this together, but me and Brother Danny was just having a wonderful conversation, and instead of me getting some things done, I was running my mouth. All right, Philippians chapter 1, and we're going to be hitting verses 4 and 5. The Bible says, in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Oh, glory to God. He was excited about praying for the people of God. Verse 5, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Because of your partnership, in other words, he's talking to partners. He's talking to people that are partnering with him in ministry. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. As a matter of fact, I thank God for everyone that's partnering with me in ministry. Oh, glory to God. And there may be some of you all who might desire to partner with us in ministry, that the ministry might expand. Amen. Hallelujah. There's been some, there's been some things that have come up, and praise God. I thank God that if God stirs your heart and God moves upon your heart to partner with us, that we can go to the next level, praise the Lord, then I pray that you would do so. And I believe, and as a matter of fact, I know that there's a blessing in it. And if you desire to partner with us, you can reach out to me at my email address, tomrob7662@gmail.com. That's TOMROB 7662@gmail.com. But he's talking to partners. Oh, glory to God. People that are partnering with him in ministry. And how many know that when you partner, when people are partnering together for a goal, for a mission, people got to be able to get along. Okay, I'm going to say that one more time. when there's partnership and there's a mission and there's a goal, oh, glory to God, to get the work of God done, people have to be able to get along. Kind of reminds me a long time ago when a gentleman stood before the nation after an incident and said, can't we all just get along? But the Bible says, finally, go to, stick with my NIV version here. Glory to God. And verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. I'm going to go ahead and read verse 9. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. Put it into practice. Practice these things. Oh, glory to God. Apparently, Paul was leading by example. Hallelujah. And the God of peace will be with you. Oh, glory to God. The God of peace will be with you. All right. So, Paul says to think on these things. He said, whatever is true. How many know that every thought that's running through your head is not necessarily true? Okay. I'm going to say that again. Every thought running through your head is not necessarily true. If your thoughts are contending against the word of God, oh, glory to God. All right. I'll say it this way. You could be highly anointed and have jacked up thoughts. I'll say that one more time. You could be highly anointed and have jacked up thoughts. Oh, glory to God. All right. If your thoughts aren't lining up with the word of God, then it might not necessarily be true. Okay. All right. I just wanted to go ahead and put that out there. All right. He says, whatsoever is true and noble. Now, Paul is saying something here because this word noble, and it's in the NIV version, but it's not in the King James version, but it uses the word noble, or they use the word noble in the King James version, because this word noble, it really means a higher class of people. If I can just break it down and make it simple, it's speaking of a higher class of people. Oh, glory to God. It also is speaking of righteousness, virtue, honorable, speaking of upright goodness, and so he's using a word that's speaking of a higher class of people, because as a born again citizen of the kingdom of God, you are a higher class people. And there are some times that we can have low level thoughts. Okay, all right. We can be thinking on a low level, and this is one of the reasons why the Lord says that when you're born again, that you must renew your mind, amen, with the word of God. Why? So that you could think different, so that you could think like God. Oh, glory to God. You begin to think like God, you'll begin to be like God, and perform like God, perform things like God. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I just believe that you're, I won't go too far into that. Okay. And so he uses these two words. He says, whatsoever is noble. Oh, glory to God. And I said noble, it means a higher, pretty much breaking it down, it means a higher class of people. Oh, glory to God. And so your thoughts ought to be of a higher class. Your thoughts ought to be of a godly class. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because some of us Christians, whether we want to admit it or not, we got some raggedy thoughts. There's some crazy stuff that runs through our minds. Hallelujah. And you know it. Hallelujah. And the problem with us a lot of times is that we won't ask God to fix it. It's kind of like an alcoholic until he acknowledges that he's an alcoholic. Oh, glory to God. He can't be helped. But sometimes we need God to fix our minds. I remember when The doctor told me and my wife that my oldest son had water on his brains. Glory to God. When he was in his mother's womb. And so, you know, they were expecting some mental issues. Hallelujah. But how many know that God fixed his mind? Come on. He fixed his mind in the womb. All right. All right. No mental issues at all. Sometimes our children give us some. I won't even say that. All right. All right. Glory to God. And so he uses this word noble. Hallelujah. And this word noble has a twofold meaning. It's also speaking about virtue and righteousness. Oh, glory to God. And so God wants us to think about righteous things. What's right? What's right? Amen, somebody. Everything we do is not right. As a matter of fact, he said, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, and whatever is right, whatever is right. Well, can I say something to you? Oh, glory to God. All right, I'm going to say it this way. I'm going to say it this way. There are things that can be true but not right. There are things that can be true, but just because it's true don't mean that it's right. I know that's probably seem like I'm talking an oxymoron. But how many know that it's true? Okay, good example. It's true that the Bible says if a man don't work, he don't eat. But it's not right if a man of God gets a job at a topless bar. It's true that you're supposed to work, but it's not necessarily right if you get a job at a topless bar. The reason why I'm saying that is because I remember when I was doing jail and prison ministry, I did it. Well, I won't go too far into that, but I remember running into someone you know, he had gotten out of jail, and he told me that he got a job, and it was at the wrong place. Oh, glory to God. And so everything that is true is not necessarily right. Amen? All right. Hopefully y'all got that. So the Bible says, whatsoever is right. Here's one for you. Whatsoever is pure. Whatsoever is pure. Oh, glory to God. Whatsoever is pure. I mean, you know that if I go to the jewelry store and I buy a bracelet or a necklace to go around my neck, and the jeweler tells me that it's 100% pure gold, if it has any little other type of metal in it, it's contaminated. Okay, all right, it's not pure. It's not 100% pure. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there are sometimes, because God's word is pure, it's true. Oh, glory to God. It's life. And sometimes we can add corrupt things to God's word. I'm still amazed because people are still running around talking about the love of money. Wait, how does money is the root of all evil. They're still running around saying money is the root of all evil. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Oh, glory to God. Some folks, that whether they know it or not, they've taken a vow of poverty in their minds. Repent. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Just messing with you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatsoever is lovely. Whatsoever is lovely. Glory to God. Those that are tuning in, we're at Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, where Paul is speaking to the Philippians. He's speaking to folks that are partnering with him in ministry. We got that from chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. He's speaking to his partners. Oh, glory to God. Now, coming from the NIV version, it says partners. And so, he says, whatsoever things are lovely, hallelujah. This word lovely, it means fair, it means fit, It means sweet. Let me ask you something. When you're dealing with a person, are you thinking about being fair to them? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just want our own way. And we're not considerate of being fair with people. We're not considering being a person that's able to compromise. Some people, there's no compromise in them at all. See, compromise can be good or bad. Okay? Compromise can be good or bad. There are some people that's not willing to compromise at all. How many know that when you get in a marriage, you got to be willing to compromise? Everything is not going to go your way. And so, you know, and keep in mind now, Paul is saying, I want you to think on these things. I want you to think on these things, whatever is true, whatever is honest. Come on, because a lot of times in the body of Christ, we're not spending time meditating on the word of God. Whatever is just, come on, noble, oh, glory to God. Whatever is pure. So he says, lovely, whatever's lovely. All right. All right. Let me say this here. It's not fit. This word lovely, how much time I got, man of God? 8 minutes. This word lovely also means fit. Everything is not fit. Everything's not suitable or appropriate or proper. Come on. Oh, glory to God. It's not always proper or fit for the occasion. I mean, I know that if you go off on someone in church, oh, glory to God, and begin to throw them under the bus, how many know that's not the proper place to do it? It's not fit. Come on. It's not appropriate. He said, whatsoever is lovely, think on these things. Another meaning for the word lovely is sweet. Oh, glory to God. Sweet. I mean, I know I was telling the church yesterday, I said, you know, on Sunday mornings, a lot of times I'm telling my wife how good she looks on a Sunday morning and other days. Oh, glory to God. Thank God for a beautiful wife. Hallelujah. But guess what? She don't have to sit around and wait on someone else to pay her in a compliment. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we have, you know, I'll put it this way. Sometimes you look and you see people that have lost their spouses. Is it because you don't say anything sweet or lovely to your spouse, and then the moment that somebody else does, then, hey, they're wide open? Come on. They're wide open because that you haven't filled that void? Oh, glory to God. Okay. All right. All right. That was a good one. He said, whatsoever things are admirable, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In other words, let me ask you this here. Do you admire people in the ministry that you're going to church with? Oh, glory to God. You ought to be able to find something that you can love about a person. Hallelujah. Because guess what? We're not always going to get along in our churches, but you ought to be able to find something about a person that you can love, that about a person that you might love. Me and my wife have been married for 33 years. We don't like everything about each other, but guess what? Because of love, love helps us to overlook the shortcomings. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I'm just being real with you. Love, the Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. Oh, glory to God. When you grow in love, you learn to overlook the shortcomings. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You'll overlook some socks on the floor and you won't have a conniption fit. Oh, glory to God. You'll overlook a dirty dish in the sink and you won't be going off. You just go ahead and wash it. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says, whatsoever is praiseworthy, whatsoever is praiseworthy. It's amazing to me that we're all in the church and in God's house and the dislike between people. You see it. But can I tell you something? You ought to be able to find something good to say about someone in the church that you don't like. You might not like their attitude, but you can still find something good to say about them. The word praise means to say something good about someone or something. If they preach good, tell them that they preach good. If they teach good, tell them. If they sing good, tell them. If they're looking good, dress nice, tell them. Come on. Open your mouth and praise your brothers and sisters in the house of God. Oh, glory to God. See, if we're going to partner with each other in ministry, we got to be able to get along. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because how can you fellowship with someone in the same church and be critical of them every Sunday? You got people in the church, you critical of them. Come on. They critical of you. Come on. You're acting the same way as the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They came to listen to Jesus just to criticize. And Jesus, there would be times when the Bible says, and Jesus knew their thoughts. And God knows your thoughts while you're sitting up in church with your critical behind self, being critical of your brothers and sisters in Christ. Oh, glory to God. All right. All right. I'm going to try to be nice about this thing. I'm going to bring it on in because my time is almost up. This is Thomas Robinson. You've been listening to Kingdom Sounds. So glory to God. It's a ministry, radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise. We're located at 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. We thank God for you listening in. Thank God for Brother Danny, WWBC, WJFP, WRFJ, and WMIE. All of those W's. Amen. We thank God for them. All right. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We love you. And we will see you on the next broadcast. Oh, I got one more minute. I tell you what. Don't forget, I want you to support Deacon Butterfield, Brother Butterfield. He's a deacon. Oh, glory to God. He's an officer. Amen. But also, he's a businessman. His telephone number is 321-266-9507. Amen. And if you need any lawn or tree cutting services, give him a call. Please. All right. God bless you.
Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come, and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. Reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and turn some things around.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida.